one who did obey every single law that God handed to his people, and he proved it. The Bible says he came to fulfill the law of all righteousness. And that's who did it. He alone, Jesus Christ. That's why when he went to the cross, when he sacrificed himself, there was no sin that mankind before God could honestly place on him. God did not condemn him. Jesus voluntarily went to the cross. Voluntarily he shed his blood. One of my favorite songs, he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the earth and set him free. But he died alone for you and me. And that's our Redeemer. Jesus sacrificed to free men from the law's curse. Jesus sacrificed to provide forgiveness of sin. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. In whom, the Bible talks about God's dear Son earlier in the passage. He says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Even the forgiveness of sins. Hey, praise the Lord that there's a law that we don't have to obey completely in order to get to heaven. We just need Christ. By the way, God wants obedience. Let me not leave that on the table. He does want us to obey him. But he also provides a way that when we fail, to forgive us. Amen? To forgive us. And God says he forgives sins. The times we did break, he has forgiveness ready and available. What does forgiveness mean? The debt is paid off free. The debt is paid free. No more owing in God's eyes. And God says there's a simple way to have forgiveness. Ask for it. Ask for it. As a Christian, since I've accepted Christ as my Savior, we talked about this, I think, Sunday night, and Brother Dan was honest. Everybody else was wise and didn't say anything else. I have sinned since I accepted Christ, and so have you. And the only way to get that sin taken care of before God and I is if I confess it and ask him to forgive me. And by the way, I've sinned against others too, and so have you. The way to get that taken care of, did you know God's method works everywhere? The way to get that taken care of is what? Confess it and ask forgiveness. Now, God, we know, will forgive when we confess. Amen? People, we can't rely on necessarily to do that. Including ourselves. But God says that's the way I deal with people. And if you know Jesus, that's the way you need to deal with people. Yes. God says he is the Redeemer. Jesus sacrificed to provide forgiveness of sin. Hebrews chapter 7. Let's go there. Would you go there? Hebrews chapter 7. And look at verse 25. And 24. And 24. Again, speaking of Jesus here, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, one who stands between us and God, represents us and represents God to us. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The Bible says he ever liveth to make intercession. Jesus sacrificed to plead for us before the throne of grace. Did you know that right now, Jesus intercedes for you? If you've not accepted him as Savior, he intercedes and says, would you draw them to me, God? Would you throw some more testimonies their way? Holy Spirit, would you bring conviction to their heart that they might see I'm the answer for them? As a Christian, he intercedes on your behalf. Did you know the Bible calls Satan the accuser? He doesn't have to take a break. He doesn't have to go to other things. The Bible says he stands before God and accuses you and me. By the way, as an accuser, do you think he has some evidence before God that can prove we don't deserve to be a Christian? Yes, he does. But guess who's there interceding on your behalf? Jesus is. The Bible calls him an intercessor as well as the mediator, the one who represents us. He sacrificed to plead for us before the throne of grace. Job's Redeemer is our Redeemer. If you know the Lord Jesus, Job's Redeemer is our Redeemer. And Job's faith grew even in the midst of the trouble he was in. Yes. Would you go to Psalm 138? Here's some 911 verses. Emergency verses. Psalm 138, take a look. We'll look at verse 6 and 7 in Psalms 138. Psalm 138, verse number 6, verse number 7. Here's what David wrote years after Job, but the truth was still there even then. Verse number 6 says this, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. David's faith grew in the midst of all of his troubles. Job's faith grew in the midst of trouble. How about you? How about you? In the midst of trouble, are you asking the Lord, would you help increase my faith, Lord? Increase my faith. Help me to see your hand in these things. I want to trust you with everything, knowing that we have a Redeemer who wants to help. Amen? Who wants to help. The Bible tells us, what's a choice he made? First of all, Job relied on the heavenly friend. Secondly, Job was convinced of unwavering faith. You couldn't convince him otherwise. The Redeemer lives and cares. Then, let's take a look back in Job 19. Take a look at verse 25 and following again. We'll look at those verses once more, verse 25 through 27. He says, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Verse 27, though my reins be consumed within me. Here's a third choice that I see Job made that helped him in the midst of trouble and have triumph. Job set his eyes on his future with God. Job set his eyes on his future with God. If you know Christ today, you have a presence with God, but you also have a future. Amen? You also have a future. Not in this life alone, but in the life to come. The Bible tells us that God finishes the work of redemption in Christ's return. Romans chapter 8, would you go there? God finishes the work of redemption in Christ's return. Romans chapter 8, here's what it says in verses 22 and following. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of what? Our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Patience. God desires you and I to look ahead. Look ahead. This last week, two folks of our church were laid to rest. Yesterday, Dee Kelly, who many of you know, but some of you may not, because she was unable to come to church for several years. It was a blessing to speak about her. She had a testimony. Everywhere she went, I was sharing with folks, everywhere she went that I knew her, she had a Bible with her, and she would talk about Christ at some point if you spent time with her. God finishes the work of redemption. Her body was just a shell in those last years of her life. But it's a shell no more. She's in the presence of the Lord. Colossians 3 says this, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. In glory. And by the way, when you get to glory, this ain't the body you're going to have. Amen? God says when we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What an amazing day. God finishes the work of redemption in Christ's return, but the ultimate triumph over trouble is the resurrection. Would you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You say, when am I ever going to have victory? Well, you have victory every day, amen. If you know Christ, you have a victory every day. You have blessings every day. The ultimate victory will be when we see Christ face to face from the trouble we deal with in this life. Verse 52 is where we're looking. You can follow along. I'll read verse 52 in 1 Corinthians 15 and then to verse number 58. 52 to 58, here's what it says. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Amen. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So since we know this truth, since we have this comfort, what does he encourage us to do? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God says, you and I, if you have a Redeemer, which Jesus is the Redeemer, set your eyes on your future with him. Set your eyes on a future with God. When the storms come, when the losses come, when the uncertainty comes, and by the way, when the good days come, amen, when all the blessings seem to be overflowing, don't forget to look to the Lord and thank him in response and live for him in response. As we consider the Redeemer today, can I ask you this? Do you know him personally? If you need to know him personally, would you put unwavering faith in Jesus for your redemption? Sin is a terrible, terrible master. And it will continually try to overcome and destroy you. That's what sin does. The Bible says that sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. That's what it does. But sin can be forgiven. Lives can be renewed. But you got to have Jesus as your Savior. Is there a time you've ever called on him for that salvation? If you have, seek God's reviving strength and continue in the work of the Lord. Remember, he's interceding for you. And by the way, he's interceding right now. What is he interceding for you about? Is there something he's shown you today that, you know, I need to bring this before the Father, the throne of grace? Perhaps to be thankful for him, perhaps to submit to him, to rejoice in him, to bless his name as Job did. Remember when all those things happened, he stopped and he said, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where are we in that place today? Heavenly Father, help us to choose. Lord, help us to choose. Triumph with our Redeemer. Help us to choose the Redeemer if that's the need. But God, as we look over our life and where we're at in our heart, Lord, you know what's going on. Nobody else may, but you know. And Father, we want to bring that to you today. Thank you that you've given us a way to do that. Oh God, I pray, help us to see what you see and live in victory because of our Redeemer. But perhaps there's things to be brought to you, to be brought to you today. In Jesus' name I pray, with heads bowed, please, and eyes closed. Would you stand with me? Would you stand with me if you're able, with heads bowed and eyes closed? If God's spoken to you this morning, would you respond? The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm going to stand down at the front in just a moment and be available. If you would like to call upon the name of the Lord, I'd like to share with you how God's word can point that out very easily. And right here and now, you can know him as Savior. The Bible also says we are to bring all things to him, cast every care upon him, for he careth for you. Christian friend, is there some cares you've been trying to take care of yourself? Or would you rather have the Redeemer handle that? In just a moment, I'm going to ask the organ to softly play the song we'll sing. When she begins to play, would you respond? If God speaks, would you respond to the Redeemer? You take your hymnal, we'll sing that song. It's Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, number 639. Would you go there with us and we'll sing that first verse. If none come, we'll close. But if God's working and moving, would you respond as we sing, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Thankful for the Redeemer this morning. Amen. Let's go live for him. Let's go share him with others. People can be free. Sometimes they have no idea that they need to be free. And that's where God says, you know, you can help with that. Draw some interest in Christ as God leads and directs. Look for ways to do that. We're learning that in our Sunday school class, how to be fishers of men. And it's not easy, but it is something that somebody did for me. And I can do for somebody else, Lord willing. I'm going to ask Brother Charlie, would you please close out our morning with prayer, Charlie, if you would.
I drove the